What is up? Welcome back. I'm your host, Cody Askins. Today, we have a special guest jumping on the channel, man. Like this cat, dude, he's trying out our Kaboom leads. He grabbed 20 of the term life insurance leads. And you tell him, man, how many policies did you sell out of your first 20?
Policies, it turned out it was 14.
14 policies?
Yeah, seven clients, 14 policies.
Bro! Dude, you must have been doing this for like 800 years and the best salesman ever.
No. Okay. I've only been full-time 3 months and I triggered in about a month and a half. So I've only been in the industry for about five.
Gosh, dang it, dude. Like, and you tried other sources, right? Because we just rolled out the Canoe Kaboom lead brand like a month ago, you know?
Correct. I didn't have the ability to use you at first. So naturally, I'm kind of like blindly trying some things, hoping to find a little bit of affirmation maybe. And then you brought out the service and I felt so good about different things that you had taught earlier. I was like, oh, I got to give my guy a shot. I got to go and see what he's got. Okay. And it was awesome.
That's amazing, dude. I appreciate you. And dude, you're jumping in and like you're figuring it out. You know, you're on your third order now of our term life insurance leads. That's a lot of flipping policies. I'm still amazed. I knew you had sold seven of the leads. I didn't realize it was 14 policies. That's cool. That surprised me, which was great.
Good.
Before we get into some sales training, because I want our audience to like learn what you're doing, because there's agents, you know, naturally that don't sell seven of the leads, 14 policies in the first order of 20. They may only sell one or two, you know, or some agents are brand new and they're not following up, or they're not working hard, or they're just not good yet. So maybe they don't do any, right? It happens, you know, and we aren't perfect. Agents aren't perfect, right? However, what have you enjoyed about the leads? Or is there a few things that have stood out? Has it been like a better contact rate? Like, what have you noticed overall from the whole process?
So in the beginning, what was almost threw me off was that in the insurance industry, you're almost used to hearing a no right away. Mm-hmm. So you're like gearing up for it. So you're thrown off when someone's like ready to like, oh yeah, let's take a look at this or let's get a quote right now. And on your first like two calls, it was a little bit like you almost got caught off guard where it's like, oh, they want to buy some insurance right now. And so now it's like, yeah, no problem. And you're like, meanwhile, like fooling around on your laptop to pull up your quotes. Okay. Like this is how new I was like, you know, I'm looking to schedule an appointment. This person's ready to go, you know?
Yeah.
So that was really neat about the leads. Okay. Just people that want to take action. And that was a nice experience. And then early to have it early in a lead set, because they don't come all at once. I'm not seeing 20 leads populate in a sheet.
Correct.
Maybe I got a one on a Sunday. And then two came in on a Monday. And I'm also watching the times, right? Like if it comes in overnight, I'm trying to give it to the morning before I touch base with them, you know, right? So
yes.
That was awesome to be hit with that much affirmation right away.
I love that. And when you put in your order, how long did it take for us to get it up and get it live? Do you remember?
It was quick. I ended up doing the picture. I thought that was cool that you would allow the picture to be sent. And
yes,
I sent in a picture. Jonah was super cool on your team. He's great.
He's amazing.
Sending the picture. I think I was up maybe 24 hours later. It was quick. And dude, I think maybe it was 24 hours because I ordered on a weekend and then I was up on Monday. It was ridiculous.
And then when did your lead start coming in once it went live?
I got a call. I think I got a text that my campaign was live, and then I was driving somewhere and I got a call about insurance. And that was like maybe an hour, 2 hours after I got notification that my campaign was live.
So they called you.
Yeah, that was my very first one.
That's cool, dude. I love that.
It was awesome.
I'm going to go over, before we get to some of the training things you're doing, I'm going to go over eight things that we're doing that I feel like is very unique. And I want to get your feedback on whether these have been valuable or not, or like what you've noticed in some way. Right. Mm-hmm. Cause I feel like these are eight things we're doing very different. The first thing is we're getting two phone numbers, right? We're getting a preferred contact number. We even put like, hey, if we can't reach you, we can't help you. And then second is like a backup number. What's your thoughts on number one?
I love it. because you are seeing variation in the numbers. So that person is taking time to put in two different numbers. Not all the time. Sometimes it's just the same number.
Sure.
But then you know they really want you to call that number. So that makes you feel great about it. But there'll be times where the second number, if you're not reaching them on the preferred, then the second one does really act like a backup and you get them on it.
That's cool. That's awesome. That's good to hear. That's really helpful. Second is immediate text to you as the agent when a new lead comes in.
Yes, I think that is revolutionary. I'm telling you right now. I'm used to something like that. And previously when I did cars, they had apps that you could be conversing with your prospect right then and there as they're looking at the ad. That's the closest thing I've seen in this industry. And I'm not afraid to maybe like send off like some of the ones that will come in late, like maybe it's like 10 o'clock. You really shouldn't be calling them like 10 o'clock my time at night.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid if I see it come in, maybe just text them like it, like so that they understand I saw it. Hey, saw your information come through. Looking forward to talking to you. I'll reach out tomorrow. Just like basic. So they know I'm not a robot either.
That's cool. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. That's really smart. What about the immediate text to the prospect, letting them know, hey, your life insurance request has went to Lawrence Casanova, and he will be in touch. Only talk to him, and he'll be in touch with you in the next 24 to 48 hours.
Naturally, I love the idea, and I appreciate that kind of protection. I haven't had anyone mention anything specific to me about that, but they do recognize the name when I say it. So that's been obvious that it's working.
Good. Next is the picture, which you talked about earlier. So we actually put a picture of the agent in the funnel.
Right. I like that so much that I'm almost at the point where I might send in an additional picture where maybe split testing can happen.
Cool.
Maybe somebody's looking at my picture and they're getting turned off for whatever reason, or maybe I could take a better picture. Okay. So I'd be interested in that.
Well, dude, you've got the slicked back hair and the mustache. I think in the goatee. I think you're good to go. You know, I don't know.
I've been lucky, man. Okay. I've been lucky.
I love it. I can barely grow facial hair. This is like weeks of trying to grow facial hair. You know, I don't have the slick back hair. You know, I don't have the northern accent, dude. I'm falling behind here. You know, I am getting old.
Get out of here, Cody.
I am getting old.
No, dude, no way. Okay, you're younger than me, man. Okay, don't even.
How old are you?
Okay?
How old are you?
I'm 38.
Oh shoot, you are a lot older than me, dude. You look good for 38. I didn't realize you were so old, dude. Oh my gosh.
Thank you, man. Listen, dude, it's crazy. I don't feel old. Okay, and then you just get around the right mentors. When I can plug in with you every day.
Dude.
You know, that's it. I'm one of the guys, you know?
I love it, man. I love it. It's been cool hanging with you, man. Like, dude, I just love, this is what I enjoy. Like this, dude, like you were super excited, which is great. But dude, this has been better. I promise you, this will be better for me and my soul than it will be for you.
Good.
I promise, you know, so it's awesome.
I'm telling you, you deserve that. You deserve that. And that's the big reason I wanted to come on is just so that the other people will see it. They'll know that this works. There's no doubting it now, okay? Because, like, literally, you know, you've probably forgotten more than I know at this point, okay? I'm just being excited and genuine and trying to help somebody that answers the phone, right?
Yep.
And then because you've put out so much content, that's why, and it was so valuable, and I've used it in other places, that I owed it to you to kind of come along.
Thanks, bro.
Okay, I wanted to spend money with you. Okay, it's been the best investment I've made already.
Wow. And how much do you think investment-wise you've made in total trying different things over the last 5 months?
I think I've probably spent about, you know, $5,000 on different building up events and trying out some lead lists and different things like that and just seeing and just testing things at work because at my IMO, they're more along the lines of the warm market and building up your network, you know, person by person. Totally fine. I'm not arguing with it.
Sure.
It's a nice thing to have something to supplement with. And that's what this is marrying. It's marrying that whole thing together. Yeah. And but man, like I think it's at least $7,000 in first year commissions from your leads alone that I've generated.
Wow. And I think,
exactly.
That's amazing. I think your first order was like $700 or something.
Exactly. Like I'm right there at that 740. Okay. Yeah. Maybe my first one was a little bit cheaper just because it first came out, but then it's like 740. I think it's amazing. Like I'm thrilled about the price, that's but I'm also a guy that looked.
Well, that's a decent 20x ROI. That's not bad, right? That's pretty good. That's
like, come on, Cody. Like I understand it. Like I'm a business minded guy. I like when you say you're somebody that doesn't mind spending a dollar if I'm going to get through. 100%. People have to go into that because they could be spending the money and not getting anything.
Oh, totally. Totally. Yep.
Right. Okay. So spend the money. Okay. You know, give it an honest go. Okay. Understand that probably you're the problem. Right. You know, take accountability.
Is that a Taylor Swift song? I'm the problem. It's me. Is that a,
maybe.
I think it is. Maybe. My wife listens to so much flipping Taylor Swift. It's probably it. Okay, number five was we mentioned your name 5 to 6 times throughout the funnel, not even including the text. So Lawrence Casanova, Lawrence Casanova, Lawrence. I'm like hypnotizing him. Lawrence.
Yeah. No, I think it's working because they are recognizing the name when I mention it. And remember, I'm only saying my first name.
Yeah.
Because of a lot of what you teach. I'm not going, hey, this is Larry Casanova. I'm going, hey, it's Larry. And they go, oh, yeah.
That's awesome. It's nice. That's good. Inbound call option. That's number 6. So that's where we're putting your phone number. After they fill out the form, we're telling them, hey, skip the line and call them right now.
I love this. I've only had one so far.
Okay.
It would be something where I'm comfortable enough where I would leave my phone on all night to talk to people if they wanted to talk to me. Bro. So I'm ready. Like I'm ready. I would I'd pay more for them to have more ability for them to call me.
That's sick, dude. That's sick. 7 is just transparent ad copy. Like our term life actually says it's life insurance for parents for potential income replacement. You know, like that's the focus. Do you feel like you've had a lot of people who are, I feel like with a lot of vendors, a lot of people are like, no, I didn't do it. Or no, I'm very confused. Or what are you talking about? Or I don't remember. Or I want the free thing or whatever. Do you feel like there's been a lot of bait and switch? Or do you feel like it's people are understanding what they did?
No bait and switch at all. But for the agent, whoever you end up working with on your team, ask that person. So like when I dealt with Jonah, he then gave me the heads up about what the ad copy was saying.
Yeah.
So at first, I didn't even think to ask about that. I didn't even think to ask, like, what's my prospect seeing? Correct. I just start calling. So then when he gives me a heads up about the parents, now this started lining up on the worksheet that I'm looking for my child, and this is why I want $100,000 to $250,000 in coverage. Correct. And so now it started clicking for me. So that was more help to me, really. Okay, because a client understands what they want. The agent has to have a better idea of what they're going to ask for. That was my mistake. So once I had Jonah clean that up for me, I think that led to even more results.
That's awesome. Yeah. And for those listening, like I'm cool with my team shares, whatever, man, I'm cool with whatever. And then 8, was the bonus, which was, I talked about, all the different form fields. So like the term, there's literally 4, not including the timestamp, there's literally 14 different fields that populate into a sheet. Like it's a super long form. Do you feel like you've seen a difference in like leads that don't have as much information versus leads that do have a lot more information?
For sure. I love that you're doing 14 fields. I'm also then going into Facebook and trying to locate that person if I can, because there's enough information that you could kind of look them up, maybe catch an Instagram, maybe for something to build rapport while you're on the phone with them.
Yeah.
Okay. And then just kind of build, like pick up wherever you left off on that rapport building that from the ad.
Yeah.
And then don't skip a beat. So like some of them now I'm doing a little homework right before the call where maybe I'll see if I can locate their Facebook from the fields that you're giving me, because the information is very, very in time.
That's cool. And how are you opening up? So like, well, let's start here. When you get a new lead, it hits your sheet, hits your email, and you get a text. This is new life lead.
Yeah.
What do you do?
If it's during the day, I'm going to call them immediately. Yeah, I don't care if it came at 10 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock in the morning. The minute I see that it hit the sheet, I'm going to call them. Okay, so maybe I did like 2 minutes of like, okay, here's them on Facebook. Oh, here's a nice picture of them and their son. Okay, bang, call them right then and there. Why not? Okay, they want to know the information right now. Let's service them, take care of them. Okay, they got a problem.
What percentage answer on that first call? Hypothetically, just guessing, estimating.
That first call immediately, I'm probably getting like a 75% answer rate. If I'm getting them like right within that first like 10 minutes.
Dude, that's because unheard
they just
of.
Did it. Yeah, no, they just did it. So they pick up the phone. They pick up the phone. If I got to call them the next day, you do deal with a little bit of they don't recognize the number, so they might let it go to voicemail. Okay, but now I'm not afraid necessarily to double or do a triple dial.
Mm-hmm.
On the third one, if I'm triple dialing, or on the second one, if they pick up, I tell them, hey, I'm so sorry. I was trying to leave a message for you and I got cut off.
Cool.
That's why I called you immediately again. Not to badger you. I didn't expect to get you. Okay. And then I, yes. Okay. So now it's not like that. I was like just trying to break my way through.
Yeah.
And that seems to take the guard down.
That's creative. So let's go back. So let's just say I love that. So let's just say you answer on the first call. They answer on the first call, 75% of the time, first dial, right? Which is super rare. For those that are new to the industry, like that's awesome. When that happens, then what's your opening line? What does the script look like? Are you booking an appointment? Talk through the call.
The goal for me right now is the appointment. If I can get in front of them or actually like sit with them,
mm-hmm.
I see the results just like go crazy.
Yeah.
That's just me in this business. Okay. So now I'd like to get the appointment. So it'd just be like, she picks up, hey, Karen, this is Larry. Pause. Okay. Usually if it's quick, she recognizes who this is.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? Let's get into your situation. I'm just kind of like excited. That'll go through. Let's say, I get to Larry. Hold on. Then I go into the Pritchard stuff that you have online. Okay. I'm sorry. Let me just double check here. Your information just came through. Let me see. Okay. So you were looking for some kind of, the parents are replacing their income. I'm Larry Casanova. Okay. I got your information from Cody. Okay. Like I'll say your name. Hopefully that's not wrong.
That's
okay.
Fine.
You know
what I mean? Yeah, I don't care.
You know, cause if it's not, I'll take it out, but it's just mainly just trying to be genuine. And, but on that curiosity thing, it lets them hang in a little bit and bang, you usually they'll take you down. Meaning, they'll take you down off the cross. They'll stop giving you a hard time is the idea.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're booking an appointment to follow up in most cases.
Right. Okay. Cause I want them to feel like I'm not just hungry for the sale. Now, if they want to go,
will you go if they want to go?
Yeah. If they want to go, I'll go. You know what I mean? So, but like, that's really where I've been trained to try and get the appointment and have the sit down. So that's kind of what I've been leaning on, but you know, I'm going to be watching your videos. I'm going to change it up.
in what time frame did you sell those 14 policies? Was it like over like a week or so?
It was 3 weeks. It was 3 weeks to close out March.
All of them. Nice.
Yeah. 3 weeks to close out March because my IMO wants to do now, not all of them went official by end of March, but then there's also like the underwriting process. Naturally, you know, all about that scheduling blood work and following up with all those people and everything like that. But I had 14 apps on the books by the end of March, got recognized by my IMO. Like all of a sudden I'm a G. Okay.
He's a gangster now.
Yeah. Okay. And it's been really nice. And you know, and I've got mentors there that deserve credit too. They're, you know, they've been sewing into me. They're there, you know, if I need them. Okay. I got my original mentor from Cars. He you know, his name is Jim. He was phenomenal to me. He always keeping me up mentally. Awesome. He wants to make calls for me now. Okay. He wants to go, oh, well, listen, you're making calls. I'll help you book appointments.
Dude, okay. Let's go.
He's 81.
Man.
He's 81 years old.
Wow. Dude, how awesome is that? When, like, how important is it? This is nothing to do with leads, but how important is it to have the right mentor and just people in your life that you can lean on and roll with, you know?
Yeah. I think it's like 100% of the battle is just knowing that you got the right people next to you. Totally. I've got a great wife. You know what I mean? She understands, like, cool. You know, when I was cold as ice leading up to this, okay, you know, I'm doing events and different things like that. She's going like, are you talking to anybody about insurance? You know, she's asking questions like, but she's being genuine. She wants to help. Okay. But yeah, she just doesn't care whether or not I sell anything, you know? Right. Like she knows that I want to help somebody. I won't sell it to them unless I think it makes sense.
I love that. I love
it. Yeah, so like, I've been lucky. I got a great wife. I got a great support staff. And then the fact that I come across you and I can digest as much content as humanly possible. Right. You know, you get to supercharge your learning.
Yeah. Amen to that.
Yes. Okay. So thank you so much. Because
thank you.
I get to cheat. Okay. You know, I mean, you got over 4 years of videos on there.
8 years. Yeah.
Yes, I know. That's crazy.
What's it been like being hanging out on the channel? I'm guessing, Dylan, this thing will come out the next couple of days, you know? Yeah. What do you think about? What do you think about rocking on the CA YouTube channel, hanging out with today?
Oh man, I think it's awesome. I'm getting ready to join your group, okay, that you have the monthly subscription for.
Academy. Ultimate Agent Academy.
I'm getting in there, man. Okay, I can't wait. Let's go.
Also, if someone's on the fence about Kaboom, they can check it out at kaboomleads.com. But what do you think they should do? What do you recommend?
They should jump in.
Cool.
They should jump in for sure. They should jump in and just keep working them. There's nothing wrong with going back over and over and over again. I haven't even tried any of the other stuff. Like maybe you mail them a postcard if they haven't answered the phone.
Sure.
You could door knock them. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, you could touch base in a month. Maybe they're going through like a really crazy time of their life.
You don't know.
Right. You know, they wanted the information and things happen. Correct. Like the sky's the limit. Here's another thing. It's hard to track all the actual referrals that you get. Like I did 14 apps from 7 clients. All those people are starting to refer me out.
Wow.
Right?
So this batch of 20 leads, I mean, dude, it's
unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
It's endless where it could lead though, from like a referrals and relationships. Like that's what's cool about our business. Yeah.
Right. Like think about it. Like that's what that person should think about. Okay, I'm making a financial commitment. One, you should make it on a long-term view. Okay, you really should give it some time. But the idea is that you maybe need like one person to actually buy and make an app for it to make sense.
Correct.
And who knows who that person knows?
Just one. Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
It's cool. Well, dude, I appreciate all you're doing. I appreciate you working with us with our KaboomLeads.com. And for those that are like, what is Kaboom? It's actually CA. Boom. It's spelled wrong, but my initial CA with a boom on the end. I say boom a lot. You've probably heard it in videos and other stuff. And so KaboomLeads.com. Lawrence, Larry, thank you so much for hanging with us, bro. Appreciate you being on the YouTube channel.
Cody, thank you so much, man.
You the man. Okay. Thank you guys for hanging with us and listening and checking out and listen, dude, my buddy Lawrence Casanova dropping some bombs today for you. As you guys are listening and checking out what we're doing. If you want to learn more about our leads, we'll put the link below. You can check it out. Kaboom Leads at CABoomLeads.com. Maybe you can break the Lawrence Casanova Kaboom record, man. You never know.
Let's go.
This cat's a good dude. We appreciate you hanging with us. Subscribe and share this video out if you enjoyed it. And we will see you on the next one. Adios.
Hey, if you enjoyed this, I got another one you're going to love. It's right there. Click on it. See you in there.
I'm so excited for today's CA Power Player podcast. I'm your host, Cody Askins. We got a special guest. He is back on the channel talking about how to sell life insurance from home. Here's what I love about this person. Yeah, I'm telling you, this will be one of the best.